Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, God Knows My Name.
Speak the word.
Friends, God knows my name, and He knows the name of everyone here today. I want you to know that Jesus is calling your name. And I'm so thankful that He knows my name. And I'm so thankful that my name is listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. In the book of Luke 19:1-6, it says, Jesus was going through the city of Jericho. A man there by the name of Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector and was very wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore tree to see him since Jesus was coming that way. In verse 5, it says that when Jesus came to where Zacchaeus was, he looked up and saw him in a tree. And Jesus said, Zacchaeus, he said, hurry, he says, and come down. He says, I must say, go to your house today. And I believe that he's coming to your house today. You know, it says that the crowd saw this, of course, and were complaining. He said, look, the crowd was saying, look at the kind of man Jesus is staying with. Zacchaeus is a sinner. Later at dinner, Zacchaeus stood up and he said to the Lord, Lord, I'll give half of my property, he said, to the poor. I'll pay four times as much as I owe to those I cheated in any way. And it says, as Jesus approached a sycamore tree that day in Jericho, it says that he acted on his father's promptings him to help develop the right attitude in Zacchaeus. Friends, when we have an encounter with Jesus, He gives us a new heart, a new attitude, and a new outlook on life. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus told Zacchaeus, He said, today is the day for this family to be saved from sin. Hallelujah. When we read the Bible, we can see that Jesus didn't choose the pretty people. According to 1 Corinthians 1:27, it said that God purposely chose what the world considers nonsense in order to shame the wise. And it says that He chose what the world considers weak in order to shame the powerful. In other words, Jesus chose the outcast. As a matter of fact, I was an outcast, and He chose me. And maybe some of you out there listening can identify with that too. Maybe you were an outcast yourself. I know that I can't count the number of sins. None of us can. Maybe some of us think we're a little bit better than the others, but as far as God's concerned, sin is sin. And so even though I was an outcast, I was one of the foolish ones. I was not someone that I would have ever thought that Jesus would call, that God would call me, Joanne Ramsey, to be a teacher of His word, the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I'm so blessed that the day I accepted Him as my Lord and Savior, my whole life changed. It just turned upside down. And I've been on fire for the Lord ever since. Everything that I was on fire for in the past, it disappeared immediately. It didn't take days and weeks. It was immediately, because when you get born again, it's immediate. The change comes immediate. It's like my grandson. He just had a heart transplant. He's 6 months old. He's been in the hospital for 6 months, but he got a new heart. But this is a new, different heart. This heart, God is the one that gives it to you. And he gives you a new heart and a new attitude and a whole new way of life. And so I'm praying today that you will understand that if you don't have that new heart, that you can have that new heart. In other words, Jesus chose the outcast. And as you read God's word, you will see that God has never chosen only the most popular people or the most talented people or the most beautiful people. Throughout history, he has specifically selected the unwanted, the untalented, and the outcast. And I qualify for all of those. You know, I don't have the education and the letters beside my name that a lot of preachers and teachers have, but I have the Holy Spirit. And according to the Bible, it says he'll teach me everything I need to know. So I thank God that what I know and what I speak today has been given to me and taught to me by my teacher, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. It says in 1 Corinthians 1:25 in the New Living Bible, it says, "This foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans, and God's weakness is stronger than the greatest of human strength." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Jesus has this miraculous ability to take an ordinary person like myself or like you and do extraordinary things through his or her life. God has done extraordinary things through my life in the last 25 years. I can't count the ways, but it's been totally different. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, nothing. And I'm willing to give my life for that. When we accept him as our Lord and Savior, he is able now to do that good work in us. Brothers and sisters, everyone at one time or another feels like an outcast. Maybe your dad leaves you, your mom, you experience a breakup, someone makes fun of you, people spread rumors about you. You know, it's easy to feel unwanted and unloved. Maybe you've been accused of something that you're innocent of that you didn't do. I know that happened to me when I was very young. I paid the penalty for something I was not guilty of for somebody that I loved. Sometimes we make sacrifices. God Almighty made a sacrifice when he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us. He made a sacrifice that was a sacrifice for someone he loved because of the ones he does love. And he loves us. There's nothing that we can do that would ever stop God from loving us. And the only way would be to reject him immensely. Are you hearing me? But you can take comfort today, and so can I, in the fact that God has chosen you and me in spite of it all. Hallelujah. Jesus called Zacchaeus by name. Zacchaeus had been called a lot of things in life. He'd been called shorty, jerk, thief, traitor, you name it. Zacchaeus was called that. But Jesus called Zacchaeus by name. Zacchaeus had been called a lot of things. It must have felt pretty good to be called by his name and have it spoken by someone so important. I think it's so awesome to know that God called me by name and that in his sight, he doesn't see me the way others see me. He doesn't even see me the way I see myself. He has a whole new way of looking at me, and I'm so thankful for that. Jesus will call you by name too. He'll never address you as, "Hey, big nose," or "slow stuff," or "stupid," or "ignorant," or anything like that. Jesus will always call you in the most personable way imaginable. Think about that. The creator of the universe knows your name. And you know, and I'm thinking, you know, how it makes you feel to be on first name basis with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I personally think it's awesome. Praise God. In Psalms 14:1 in the English Standard Version, it says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." I still can't get my head wrapped around that. I mean, there's evidence everywhere you look. I mean, you can't look anywhere that you don't see the evidence of God around us. Praise God. He said, but God's desire is that we might come to know Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, and His provision for us throughout our lives.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I am so thankful that you know my name and that you have it listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you know the names of all who are listening to this prayer. I thank you, Lord, that the day you came into our lives, you gave us a new heart, a new attitude, and a whole new outlook on life. I thank you that you didn't look for the pretty people, but you on purpose chose what the world considers nonsense in order to shame the wise, and you chose what the world considers weak in order to shame the powerful. You chose the outcast, Lord, and I'm so thankful that you chose me. I thank you that we all can take comfort knowing that you, Lord, have chosen us in spite of it all, praise God, and the Creator of the universe knows our names. Thank you, Lord, that you look past what others say about us and you choose to see us at our highest potential. Let us never forget that there is only one God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you are the source of all things. And we have your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word.